Well, hello there, and welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. Have you ever found yourself working through a long-term project and wondering where the passion and motivation went? Maybe you're like myself and you start to unknowingly deconstruct all of the progress you've made. Or perhaps you put the project on the proverbial shelf and you picked up something new, thriving on the high of a new project. Well, if you resonated with these questions, then this episode is for you. I'm Chris Martin and you're listening to episode 104, Where to Go From Here. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/104. Getting Work to Work is brought to you by Chris Martin Studios, a video production company telling stories with heart, edge, and fearlessness for those who dare to build a better world. Stay in touch with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter. By doing so, you'll receive my two latest guides, DIY Documentary and Build Your Platform, as well as weekly inspiration and ways to increase your curiosity and wonder. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. If you haven't noticed, I've taken some time off from these monologue episodes and stuck primarily to releasing two interviews per week. And I thought it was about time that I answered the question of why, Chris, did you do that? The first answer to that question is when I hit the milestone of 100 episodes, I started to think, what else do I have to say? I just did 100 episodes of something, and what more do I have to bring into this conversation? I didn't really know what more to say. I didn't really know what to say. The passion and motivation was waning, and it wasn't there like it used to be in the beginning of this podcast. And I started to feel those pesky feelings of insecurity in what I was doing. And I'm ashamed to admit it, but the reason I was feeling insecure was because my download numbers appeared to be stagnant and slowly going down. It's amazing what can happen when we start looking at numbers and thinking that, oh, no one cares anymore because more people aren't finding it, blah, blah, blah. It's embarrassing to admit that, but I think we all feel that way to a certain degree when we're putting ourselves out there on the line. Another reason why I've been sticking to interviews is that I've been doing a lot of introspective work, and I didn't want this to be a place where I'm just airing my depression and my pain. No one really wants to hang out with creative people that are whining or complaining. And I just didn't think anyone wanted to hear that. And, you know, the biggest reason that I've taken some time is because I might have lost focus on what this podcast was about. As I mentioned earlier, I was focusing on statistics. I was focusing on numbers. I was focusing on getting names to interview, thinking that I would get downloads if I got names. So instead of focusing on the content and the intention behind getting work to work, I got lost in the pursuit of everything but my work. So lately I've been asking myself the question, where do I go from here? Have you ever asked yourself that while working on long-term projects where maybe the end goal or the end result is nebulous, ill-defined, or maybe not even defined at all? I'm not sure how you've worked through that question, but I want to share six ways that I'm using in the days to come as I wrestle with where to go from here. First, remember why you started the project in the first place. The reason why I started Getting Work to Work is because I wanted to share what I knew. I wanted to share what I was learning and hopefully help other creative professionals overcome the things that were tripping me up as I was doing my creative work. I needed a place to get more comfortable speaking and sharing. I went back and listened to the first episode of Getting Work to Work, and I could sense the lack of confidence in speaking and the lack of confidence in what I was sharing. I could hear my hesitation, and the hesitation was different then as my hesitation is now. Then it was more finding the words. Now it's more finding the impact in my words. Second, approach your work as daily practice, preparation for a larger performance. When I was a kid learning the trumpet, learning how to play guitar, I would take lessons, and the foundation of those lessons were playing scales. And I hated playing scales. I just wanted to learn how to play the solos in the songs that I loved. To me, that's what I wanted. But what I failed to understand is that all of the solos that I wanted to play were based in the scales that I was being asked to practice. So approaching your work as daily practice is much like musicians playing scales. It's much like athletes doing small workouts. It's going on walks. It's doing the little things daily that build into what is going to be a larger performance. For this podcast, the daily practice of producing these thoughts lead to a speaking engagement, lead to a larger video project, lead to something bigger that I'm able to accomplish because of what I was able to do with this podcast. So for you, that could be drawing on a daily basis. It could be writing on a daily basis. It's doing those small things that lead to bigger opportunities. Third, be consistent, yet take small risks to push yourself into new creative spaces. For me, I found a good structure for these podcasts, for the monologue episodes, and for the interviews. And so how do I take small risks? I do this by trying out new music, changing how I open and close the show, maybe try approaching interviews in new ways with different people. But how can I do that in even more different ways? Well, consistency is important, and making sure that each episode I am trying to take small risks means that over the course of a year, this show will look absolutely different than it did when I started. Even when I go back and listen to the beginning episodes of Getting Work to Work, the music was different, my cadence was different, how I opened and closed the show was different, and what it shows over 100 episodes is progress. It shows evolution. It shows a burgeoning and growing confidence. And that's not something to take lightly. Fourth, stop obsessing over statistics and focus on connection and engagement. Statistics do not tell you the story. I think about the people that I've had conversations with about this podcast. I had coffee with a friend yesterday, and he told me that he was inspired by what I was doing because to him, seeing 104 episodes is an encouragement that he could do it too. And so the work that we do is an encouragement to others, and we need to connect with others. We need to engage with others and remember that it's not really about statistics. It's about those conversations that mean ultimately more than what a number will ever tell us. Comments, likes, shares, none of that ultimately matters in the long-term game that is our creative work. Fifth, and I say this with a smile on my face, have fun. Smile, laugh, and tell yourself that you've done so much and you haven't run dry. You aren't even close to learning everything that there is to know, and there's no way that you'll ever know all that there is to know in this lifetime. To me, in the past, that was overwhelming and daunting, but now it's a playground of curiosity. It's a playground of creativity, and it's a playground of fun. I need to have fun with this podcast. I need to have fun with the people that I'm interviewing. I need to have fun with these monologues because they're an opportunity to connect with what I'm feeling in my heart. It's an opportunity to connect with what makes me human. Fun is an element of play that should be present in everything that we do as creative professionals. Sixth and finally, dream. Dream. Use your imagination to shape and morph your long-term project into new creative territories. Imagination isn't stoked by reading someone's Medium post about how to get more engagement from your podcast or from your work. It's really sitting there and thinking about what could be. We don't need to take more classes. We don't need to read more books. We don't need to read more blog posts. We need to create. We need to dream. We need to do. We need to imagine and shape what could be. And the only way that we can really dream more effectively is to empty ourselves of what we have inside through our work. Dreaming is a form of action, and action is a form of doing, and doing is a form of dreaming. And it's this recursive loop that leads to new places to travel to, new places to dream of. So where do I go from here with getting work to work? I'm going to continue sharing what I'm learning and experiencing. As long as one person finds value in what I'm doing, I'm going to continue doing this. As long as I continue to find value in what I'm doing, I'm going to continue doing this. There are a lot of people out there talking about creativity. There are a ton of podcasts and vlogs and media talking about creativity. I'm not famous, and I don't necessarily want to be famous. I want to simply contribute to the creative conversation in my own small, consistent way, and I'm okay with that. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com. In the spirit of this topic, I love this quote from Julia Cameron's book, Finding Water, The Art of Perseverance. For artists, few things feel better than a sense of propulsion. The feeling of forward motion in our art brings us a deep and abiding happiness, carrying with it feelings of self-esteem. When we are procrastinating, waiting for it to become easier, we inevitably feel bad about ourselves. Nothing takes the place of actually doing the work, of being able to say at day's end, I accomplished that. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.